local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We come to you live from Unitigo. It's the girls' MAC basketball semifinals tonight. Two-seed Unitigo taking on three-seed Del High. I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has over 150 vehicles on two lots in Sydney, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. At Butler Auto Sales, they will get you financed. You can apply for credit online and see the great selection at butlerautosales.com 24/7. The staff at Butler Auto Sales wishes the best to all coaches, players, and fans in tonight's game. Both teams out on the floor warming up. We have about 6 minutes to go until tip-off. This is the time of year that everybody has been waiting for. Everybody has been crunching the numbers, looking at the brackets, wondering how things are going to come out for the MAC playoffs. And this is it. Two-seed Unitigo hosting three-seed Del High. The other semifinal tonight will feature one-seed Bainbridge-Guilford hosting four-seed Walton. That game is down at BG tonight. So we'll be keeping an eye on that contest and giving you as many updates as we can. The two winners will move on to the MAC Championship game, which will be on Friday night. That game is down at Binghamton University at the BU Event Center. The MAC boys will be playing there at 6 o'clock, followed by the MAC girls championship game at 8. I'm Nate Lull. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about this contest. Unitigo and the Del High girls tonight at Tigo on WCDO.
Butler Auto Sales in Sydney is growing, so we've increased inventory, service appointments, and our rental fleet to meet demand in 2019. We have two lots packed with over 150 vehicles. We're confident you'll find what you're looking for. Whether it's a heavy-duty truck or a fuel-efficient hybrid, Butler Auto Sales will get you financed. Our wide range of financing plans fit all budgets and all credit situations, and you can even apply online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. We've also added techs to our top-notch service department. Snow tires, alignments, brakes, shocks, any repair at all. Butler is prepared to take care of it in a timely manner. Call 563-1522 for an appointment. And if you need a rental, we've expanded our clean, late-model rental fleet. Our rentals are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Let's face it, folks, no one has an inventory like Butler Auto Sales. So stop by Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Check out our huge inventory online at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. Again, two-seed Unitigo hosting a three-seed Del High. And the girls' MAC semifinals tonight. The other contest is one-seed BG taking on four-seed Walton. We'll keep you updated on that as well. Just a couple of quick housekeeping notes is that there are some other games going on tonight, so if you're curious for scores later, make sure you follow me on Twitter, at Nate Lull. The Delaware League, I think, did a good thing. They moved up all their games, semifinal games, to tonight. Their championship game is also on Friday. That game's at SUNY Del High. So the boys and the girls in the Delaware League are having some of their playoff games tonight. Their championship's already set, but they're kind of having those second round, they call them, you know, mini tournaments where the 5, 6, 7, 8 seeds are still playing. So those games are all tonight. The Sydney boys in Oxford are playing tonight. That's the only MAC boys playoff game that got pushed a night ahead. There's a couple of non-league games as well. So, you know, for a relatively what I thought was going to be a quiet night, it's really kind of turned into what is going to be a busy night. Now, fast forward to tomorrow. I think tomorrow could be a very quiet night. Is we already know Oneonta has closed school for tomorrow. So all Oneonta City schools will be closed. And with the weather that's coming, I'm assuming that a lot of games, even if they have school, that after-school activities could get canceled. So the boys' MAC semifinals and other playoff games are tomorrow. Those might get pushed until Wednesday. We just have to wait and see. So I haven't announced if I was going to do a game or not because I'm just a little fearful of things getting canceled and what's going to happen with the weather. So that being said, listen to WCDO. Check out WCDOsports.com. Follow me on Twitter. We will keep you updated as best we can on what's happening tomorrow. If there are changes, postponements, cancellations because of the weather, we will certainly let you know and what happens from there. So I'm assuming, talking to several league officials today, that they would just play those games on Wednesday to try to fit them in before Friday's championship game, which will be down at Binghamton University. So that's the quick housekeeping update. We'll just see what happens with the weather. Hey, it's all out of our control. And I'll do my best to keep you updated on when they're going to change things up to, assuming that it would be Wednesday, if they can't play them tomorrow. We're going to pause for the singing of the national anthem as well as the announcement of the starting lineups. You're at T-Go Girls and Delhi when we come back on WCDO.
Need a ride? We've got your ride at Butler Auto Rental on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Choose from our big inventory of late model, low mileage, clean rental vehicles. If you have family in from out of town, need to travel a long distance, or need wheels because your car's being repaired after an accident, Butler Auto Rental has your ride. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Butler will also bill your insurance company directly if you've been in an accident. Late model, low mileage, clean auto rentals. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage at Butler Auto Rental. Call 563-1522. That's 563-1522. Visit online at butlerautosales.com.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's our Butler Auto tip-off show. Butler has over 150 vehicles on two lots in Sydney, of course, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Let's get into our starting lineups. First for head coach Todd Bruce and the Delaware Academy Lady Bulldogs. They start with senior number 2, Aileen Nealis. Senior number 11, the girl who makes it all go, Anna Post for Delhi. Senior number 12, Reagan Brocky. Freshman number 21, Sylvia Little. And sophomore number 22, Sophia Waken. On the other side for longtime local head coach Bob Z, they have sophomore number 4, Dana Stepp. Sophomore number 20, Megan Perry. Sophomore number 21, Morgan Perry. Senior number 22, Morgan Newman. And junior number 23, Haley Lucia. Of course, Morgan Newman, the only senior on this very experienced but young Unitigo team. Unitigo's in the home whites with the green trim. And it says Unitigo in green lettering across the front of the uniform. Delhi is in the Road. Maroon uniforms, the white and the black trim in white lettering and black lettering across the front of the uniform. It says Delaware Academy. These two teams met here, I would say, about 2 weeks ago on a Saturday. It was a tight ball game throughout. Very low scoring. That's what these two teams are known for, is their signature defense. Unitego ended up winning that game 42-25. Now, don't say, oh, 25 points, that's not a lot for Delhi, but it was. I mean, it was a hard-fought battle, and every bucket on both sides had to be fought for. So I'm expecting the same thing here tonight. Two coaches that know the game so, so well, interested to see how that chess match goes, as I'm sure they have dialed up some good plans and schemes on defense for one another. Delhi will go left to right on your radio dial. Unitego right to left. This will be Megan Perry jumping it up for Unitego, and a post will be jumping it up here for Delhi. So we are set to go between from Unitego, as it's Delhi and Unitego. The other game is BG and Walton. We'll keep you updated on that as well. Here's Sylvia Little, as Unitego will lose the tip and have to get back on defense, and Delhi will have the basketball to start things off. Here's Anna Post at the high post. Her pass is kicked out of bounds off the foot there of Dana Stepp, and it will stay with Delhi to start things off. This will be Sylvia Little, the talented freshman on the baseline, looking to get it in. Finds Anna Post in the corner. Post will feed it to the high post now for Reagan Brocky. She tries to take it to the rim, and she's fouled. 7:40 to go in the first quarter. Now, what Unitego did the last time these two teams played, they really kind of took away the interior game. They didn't allow Sophia Wakin and a post to really get the ball easily, and they kind of forced Delhi to shoot from the outside. I'm interested to see if that's what they do again tonight. Brocky to the line. First shot is up and good for Reagan Brocky. Of course, the last four MAC Girls Championships have been BG against Delhi, and BG has won the league 4 years in a row. So Delhi trying to get back to that game for the fifth straight year. Reagan Brocky misses the foul shot, but Anna Post puts it back on a putback, and it's a 3-0 lead here for Delhi. So they get 3 points out of that trip. Unitego's across midcourt. They find Dana Stepp left side. 3-0 lead early for Delhi over Unitego. Morgan Newman, though, cuts it right back with a bucket on the left side to make it 3-2. 7:15 to go first quarter. Here comes that signature full-court pressure from Unitego. Little 2-1-2 pressure, it looks like. Sylvia Little's going to dribble through it this time. Right side for Reagan Brocky. Now back for Anna Post. Pump fakes twice, kicks it back out. Stolen by Dana Stepp, but it goes right back to Anna Post, who puts it up. Can't get it to go, but she's fouled. And we'll head to the line. Post has come to play here tonight. The senior leader has to be in the running for the MAC MVP this year. She's just been spectacular. We did their game last week where they were against Walton at home, and Anna was just on fire in a 51-41 victory for Delhi over Walton. So the girl they call Posty will settle in. Anna's first shot rattles in. It's good. So Post makes it 4-2. Delhi on top of Unitego. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Post waiting for the second shot. Settles in, and this one is up and rattles in and out. Rebound for Meg Perry of Unitego. 6:55 to go, first quarter. The Bulldogs leading the Spartans 4-2. Haley Lucia with the ball at midcourt. Lucia looking for options as she rolls across the Spartan at midfloor. Finds Meg Perry. She gets sandwiched and is fouled, I believe, by Aileen Nealis. She did. That's the second foul on... the first foul on Delhi. First on Nealis as well. 6:45 to go, first quarter. 4-2 lead. Morgan Newman with the basketball. Puts it up and ties this game up. So the lone senior with the first 2 points of the game, first 4 points, I should say, first two baskets, making it 4-4 between Delhi and Unitego. Nealis will now find Sylvia Little across midcourt. 6.5 to go, first quarter, knotted up 4-4. Good start for both teams. Right side for Nealis, back for Sylvia Little at the top of the key. Now to Anna Post. Post on the right side of the floor will now go to Sophia Wakin. Wakin back up top for Sylvia Little. 5 on the shot clock, back out Waking. Goes to the interior for Anna Post. A little up and under, Post off the glass, and good. Anna Post now with 5 points. And Delhi leads 6-4 with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. They've had a lot more success getting the ball to the interior so far. Here's Meg Perry on the right low block. She puts it up, partially blocked by Waking. Ball is loose on the rebound. Haley Lucia is able to scoot over and pick it up for the Spartans. Dribbles between her legs. A sweet move by Lucia. She's fouled as she gets into the paint. Boy, she's silky smooth. 5:45 to go, first quarter. What a move there. Just left the defender clueless as to where she was going. So Delhi with a 6-4 lead. It's been a good battle so far here tonight. 5:47 to go, first quarter. Waiting for the inbounds pass from Dana Stepp on the baseline. Referee blows his whistle and we're back underway. Stepp looking for options. Stepp's going to have to get this one in. Lobs one back up. Haley Lucia left side. Steps back. Thought about a three. Didn't pull the trigger. Then has her pocket picked by Sylvia Little. Little will sprint back up the floor. Little looks so much more comfortable, the freshman guard, than she did at the beginning of the season. And just as I say that, there's the broadcaster's curse with the traveling violation as she picked up her dribble in a tough spot. But she really does. She looks a lot more comfortable than I think she did at the beginning of the year, just with some more in-game reps. 5.5 to go, first quarter. 6-4 is the score. Delhi on top of the Unitigo girls in the MAC semifinals tonight. Here is Dana Stepp, right side, three-point line extended to the baseline now for Meg Perry, and she stepped on the line. It's going to go back to Delhi. 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Delhi leading 6-4. Here is Sylvia Little on the baseline. We'll get it into Sophia Wakin. Wakin will give it back to Little. Little in the backcourt. Try to get across the midcourt timeline. She does. Finds Anna Post at the high post. Dribbles out for Reagan Brocky. Brocky back for Sylvia Little for three. Wants to try to bank it. It's too strong. Rebound for Reagan Brocky. She tracked it down right side corner. Ball out of bounds off the hands of Morgan Newman with 5 minutes to go first quarter. Good crowd here for a Monday night game at the U. MAC semifinal. I always expected that they'd get a good crowd, but a lot of other games going on tonight, you never know. But so the seats are really starting to fill up. Steal by Unitigo. Here's Dana Stepp. Feeds it across for Megan Perry, who has to work it back out to her sister Morgan. And now they'll reset the offense. They go Dana Stepp left side in front of the Delhi bench as Unitigo goes right to left. Now for Lucia. Onto the right baseline. Lucia gets it back from Meg Perry. Back for Perry. Baseline jumper is too strong. Rebound is loose. Picked up by Morgan Perry. Quickly shuffles it off into the corner for Dana Stepp, and she'll travel. Shot clock was winding down as Unitigo hadn't hit the rim yet. And I think Stepp wanted to try to get there in a hurry, but shuffled her feet. 4.5 to go, first quarter. 6-4 is the score. Delhi on top by 2 points over Unitigo. They'll throw it away, but it just stays inbound, and Sophia Wakin was able to save it. Now a steal. Wakin's pass gets intercepted by Morgan Perry. Boy, that press is relentless here for Unitigo. 4:15 to go, first quarter. Here is Dana Stepp, left side. Feeds it down low for Morgan Newman, who finishes it off. Morgan Newman with 6 points, a player that's usually more of a rebounder and a grinder, has scored all six of Unitigo's points. We're tied up at six. Sylvia Little's got to try to get it across midcourt. It's going to be close, and she gets it to Aileen Nealis, and they're safe across the timeline. Back for Little. Pump fakes down low, finds Sophia Wakin, who puts it up and in. And boy, that Delhi offense is clicking on all cylinders. Todd Bruce has got a good game plan. 3:45 to go, first quarter. Delhi 8, Unitigo 6. Morgan Perry with the basketball. Back up for Dana Stepp. Reverses it left side, three ball for Haley Lucia. In and out. Rebound, Sophia Wakin. Here comes Delhi. Little up the right side of the floor. Little at the top of the key. Dribbles right into the paint. Dishes off for Sophia Wakin. Out of bounds through her fingertips and back to Unitigo. Delhi is going to go to the bench. Riley Mason and Alana Ruker will check in. Nealis and Wakin will head to the bench. 3.5 to go, first quarter. Delhi leads 8-6 over Unitigo. The girls' MAC semi tonight here on WCDO. Dana Stepp to the high post. Finds Megan Perry. Turnaround shot too strong. Rebound for Morgan Newman. Tips one back out for Meg Perry. Zips it across for Morgan in the corner. Tries a long two. It's no good. A long rebound finds its way to Reagan Brocky, and Delhi back up the floor. Ahead now for Riley Mason. Wants to take it to the rim. Swatted out of there by the much taller Morgan Perry with a good block. Perry quickly back up the floor in transition. It's turned into a track meet. Here's Meg Perry to the rim. Blocked by Sylvie Little. Unitigo fans wanted a foul. They won't get it. Play continues. Right side of the floor for Brocky. Pumps the brakes. Goes to the foul line and out of the interior for Anna Post. They'll say she traveled. Went to do that turnaround little baby hook and she shuffled her feet. 2:43 to go, first quarter. 8-6 is the score. Delhi is on top of Unitigo. This is a good, good one here so far tonight. Dana Stepp across midcourt. Stepp will find Haley Lucia. Lucia dishes one off for Morgan Newman down low. Shot was blocked from behind by Sylvia Little, but she's fouled on the rebound opportunity with 2.5 to go. So Morgan Newman with all six of Unitigo's points trying to add to it here as she goes to the line. with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Our score is the Delhi girls leading Unitico 8-6. So Newman settles in at the line. First shot for Morgan is good. Make that 7 points for Morgan Newman. Again, as I said earlier, usually she's more of someone who's inside, setting screens, getting rebounds, doing the dirty work. But tonight, the lone senior has said, I'm going to try to do my best on the offensive end, and she's really stepped up. Second shot coming here for Newman. And this one is up and in. So Morgan Newman now with 8 points, all eight of Unitigo's points. And with 2:25 to go in the first quarter, it's tied up 8-8. Here is Chella Schnabel, who's in the game. Right at half court, she got tied up. Todd Bruce calls a timeout. So we'll step away. 2:20 to go, first quarter. We're tied up 8-8 between Unitigo and Delhi. We'll be back on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 2:15 to go in the first quarter. We're tied 8-8. I'm told the score down at BG is the BG girls leading Walton just 2 minutes into the game, 9-2. So there's your update there. A steal by Unitigo, and Dana Stepp will rip it down the floor and find Haley Lucia. She's blocked by Sylvia Little. Bucket won't go, but we'll have a foul. So again, our score from down the road in Bainbridge. BG girls leading Walton 9-2. 2:03 to go in the first quarter. Haley Lucia will step to the line. First foul on Sylvia Little. Fourth on Delhi here in the quarter. Unitigo only with two as a team in the quarter. Lucia's first shot from the line is too strong. Off the back of the rim, and it rolls off. So second shot coming here for the junior guard as we're tied 8-8 with 2:03 to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. Appreciate you listening in on WCDO. Seems like we were just on the air together not long ago. Oh, yeah, that was Saturday. Lucia gets the second shot to go, her first point. We did the Tri-Valley Championships for boys and girls from Hartwick College on Saturday. Got Sunday off, and we're right back at it on Monday. Here's Riley Mason, left side of the floor, as Unitigo takes their first lead of the game. Delhi now with the ball. Unitigo leads 9-8. Sylvia Little, top of the key. Little will go to Anna Post. Post pump fakes, gets into the paint, fires one up. It's too strong. Rebound here for Unitigo. That was Jenna Faulkner who's into the game. Long pass ahead for Dana Stepp, left side in front of her own bench. Back out Haley Lucia. Dishes into the corner now for Faulkner with 1.5 minutes to go. Here is Haley Lucia at the top of the key. Chest pass for Dana Stepp. Step looking for options. 10 on the shot clock. They go to Lucia in front of the student section, far side. Tried an interior pass, which was poked away. Lucia gets it back, dips it down low for Morgan Newman, threw her hands out of bounds, and it goes back to Delhi. Shot clock was at 3. Don't know if Unitigo would have gotten one off, but instead it goes out of bounds and back to the Delhi Bulldogs. So the Bulldogs trailing 9-8 as we come up about 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Here's Anna Post in the backcourt. Post will pass to Riley Mason, far side. Mason's pass is intercepted by Morgan Perry, takes it all the way in and lays it up. Perry did a great job of just waiting for that pass. She was reading that Mason was going to throw it there, waited, and then stepped into the lane and took it away. It's 11-8. Unitigo on top by 3 with 45 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Anna Post in the post. Her turnaround shot won't go. Ball is loose, and Dana Stepp will come away off the loose ball. Wants to take it coast to coast. Her layup has got a little bit too much spice on it. Rolls out of bounds. Won't go, and back to Delhi with 38 seconds to go. Reagan Brocky comes back in, as well as Aileen Nealis. 38 seconds left, first quarter. It's Delhi leading 11-8. Excuse me, Unitigo leading 11-8. Here's Nealis in the backcourt. Delhi tries to chip away, trailing by 3. Sylvia Little, left side of the floor. Ahead now for Reagan Brocky. Dishes down low and looks to get it back out. Nealis finds Sylvia Little. Little at the high post. Will go to Nealis. Nealis goes to Anna Post. at the right low block. Back out Sylvia Little. Pump fakes. Into the corner now for Reagan Brockie. Brockie back out for Sylvia Little. Straight away three off the back of the rim. It won't go. Rebound is tipped back to Brockie, who steps in for a foul line jumper, and that's off the mark. Ball rolls out of bounds and stays with Delhi with 4 seconds to go. So Delhi with three looks there, and they couldn't get one to fly. Delhi is going to go to the bench with 4 seconds to go in the first quarter. Riley Mason will come back in. Sylvia Little to the bench. So it is Unitigo leading 11-8. Can Delhi get a quick shot in? They go to Nealis. Nealis finds Reagan Brockie. Far side for Riley Mason for three at the buzzer. Just too strong, and that'll do it. End of the first quarter. Unitigo 11 and Delhi 8. We'll be back on WCDO.
To buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier, Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Law with you on WCDO. Our score at the end of the first quarter, start of the second, is the Unitigo girls leading Delhi 11-8. Our score update from down in BG. The BG girls leading Walton 20-6 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter down in Bainbridge. Start of the second quarter here. Unitigo will get the ball. It's the MAC girls semifinals tonight. Dana Stepp with the basketball right side. Tries to go back up to Haley Lucia. Goes into the backcourt, but it was tipped. So Unitigo can hold on to it. They try to pass one through traffic, and they find Morgan Perry, who puts it in, and she's fouled. Morgan Perry will head to the line, and she'll have an opportunity at a three-point play. Foul is going to be on Reagan Brockie. So a great play there by Morgan Perry. She now has 4 points. And Unitigo leads 13-8. First shot for Perry, or I should say the only shot, is up and good. So it's 14-8 with 7:35 to go in the second quarter. Delhi needs a bucket. They had a small lead early, and they've kind of gone cold since. Sylvia Little to the right side of the floor will go to Aileen Nealis, left side. Goes to Reagan Brockie. Gets it to the interior for Sophia Waken. Turnaround shot won't go. Anna Post can't get the boards. Unitigo is just crashing them hard. Here's Haley Lucia across midcourt. Into the paint. Dishes down low for Dana Stepp. Now back out for Haley Lucia. To the top of the key for Morgan Perry. Now for Jenna Faulkner. Faulkner on the right low block finds Megan Perry. Back for Morgan. Boy, quick ball moving around the top of the world here for Megan Perry. Puts it up and she's fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go, but she'll head to the line. Just pinpoint passing there by Unitigo. It looked great. So Megan Perry will head to the line. So Unitigo leading 14-8. We're a minute into the second quarter in a fast-moving game here tonight at UCS. Girls MAC Championship. Or I should say, the winner will go to the MAC Championship on Friday. This is the semifinals here tonight. I don't know what I'm going on. What's going on in my head here tonight, folks? Can't talk. That's how it goes sometimes. Too many games and too many nights. Second shot for Megan Perry. She gets it to go. She goes 2 out of 2. Timeout for Delhi. And it'll be Unitigo 16, Delhi 8. 7 minutes to go, second quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Girls MAC semifinal tonight. Delhi visiting Unitigo. Unitigo with their biggest lead of the game, 16-8. I'm told BG is ahead 23-6 over Walton in the other girls semifinal tonight. Jump ball, and it'll stay with Delhi. Right off the inbounds out of the timeout. Sylvia Little got tied up for Delhi. Ball will stay with the Bulldogs. And so Delhi will look to work it in. They go to Regan Brocky on the left side. They go to the interior now for Anna Post. Post is immediately just swarmed, almost triple teamed as soon as she gets the ball. She's got 5 points, but just not a lot of room to work with there. Left side for Regan Brocky. Shot clock is at 5 and now taken away by Unitigo, but stolen back. Quick hands there by Aileen Nealis, and then a reach-in foul on Dana Stepp with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Will be the first foul on Unitigo in the second quarter. Here's our team foul situation. 2 in the second quarter against Delhi. 1 against Unitigo, the first personal on Dana Stepp. Left side for Regan Brocky. Brocky will go to Sylvia Little. Unitigo locking down on defense. Delhi still in desperate need of a bucket here after not scoring in several minutes. A steal by Morgan Perry at the top of the key. Perry puts on the brakes. Will bounce into the corner now for Haley Lucia. Back out Dana Stepp. Reversing left side, Meg Perry for Unitigo. Now they go to Haley Lucia. Dials up a 3 and rattles it in on the right side. Deep 3 there from Haley Lucia, and she gets it to go. And it's 19-8 with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. And Delhi finds themselves in trouble now. They go to the high post for Anna Post. Back out for Aileen Neela. She fires up a 3. That one's too strong. And a good rebound on the far side by Unitigo. But then taken away by Sophia Wakin, and she's fouled. Good hustle there by Wakin. So 5:40 to go, second quarter. It's 19-8. Alexa Lucia steps into the ball game. Lucia had a huge night the other night. Hit 6 3-pointers. The freshman for Unitigo. Lone freshman on this squad. So Delhi will get it in after that steal by Sophia Wakin, and she was fouled by Morgan Newman, her first team second. Nealis at the top of the key. Bounce pass for Sylvia Little. She saves it on the right side. Little will dribble to the far side, finds Regan Brocky. And Brocky now will go to the high post for Sophia Wakin. Her pull-up jumper dies on the back of the rim. It's like there's a lid on that Delhi rim right now. Lucia will look to get across midcourt and does. Finds Perry in the corner. Now for Dana Stepp. 5:10 to go, second quarter. It's Unitigo 19, Delhi 8. Now they go to Haley Lucia, right side of the floor for Dana Stepp. Now to Morgan Newman, back for Alexa Lucia. She fires up a 3 and got it. Alexa Lucia from downtown. And it's a timeout for Delhi. 22-8 with 4:55 to go in the second quarter. Everything is going in right now for Unitigo. And we'll be back on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. girls MAC semifinals tonight. Unitego girls leading at home against Delhi 22-8. I'm told that BG hit 6 three-pointers in the first quarter. They lead 28-7 over Walton. 6 three-pointers for BG in the first quarter. So that is 28-7 in that ball game. 4:40 to go, second quarter. Delhi with the basketball. Chance of defense here from the student section of Delhi. Now a turnaround shot for Sophia Wakin. It won't go down. A rebound for Megan Perry. And she is fouled with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Delhi got off to such a strong start. And since then, Unitego has gone on a nice little run to open things up. 14-0 run. Oh, it's a 16-0 run if I do my math correctly. 16-0 run here for Delhi, or for Unitego. Right side of the floor now for Meg Perry. Unitego leading at 22-8. Morgan Perry wants to take it to the rim. It won't go down. Second chance is good. And so Morgan Perry now with 7 points. She's having herself a night. Unitego leads 24-8. So again, that's an 18-0 run here for the Spartans over Delhi. At one point it was 8-6. Delhi was on top. Riley Mason will find the high post for Anna Post. Kicks one back out. Pull-up jumper here for Hannah Baxter is off the mark. And Alexa Lucia goes into the land of the trees. Rips down a rebound. Smallest player on the court. Alexa Lucia will pass one back out and far side for Dana Stepp. Stepp holding on to it. Lobs one over for Morgan Perry on the right side of the floor. With 3.5 to go, second quarter. They go to Morgan Newman at the high post. She'll travel. Ball goes back to Delhi. With 3.5 to go until the halftime break, it's 24-8. In the second quarter. Back up the floor now for Sylvia Little. Little will go to Riley Mason right side. Now to Anna Post at the high post. Wants to go a little up and under. No, she'll travel. And just everything that could go wrong for Delhi is right now. They look a little flustered, a little frustrated. Coach Bruce trying to get them back on the right page with 3:15 to go in the second quarter. Here's Dana Stepp down the right side of the floor. She'll travel. It's a game of hot potato with the turnovers at the moment. 3:10 to go in the second. 24-8 is the score. Unitego leading Delhi. Student section is in full force on the far side for Unitego. And the Delhi student section has come out nicely tonight as well. Good atmosphere here. Right side for Sylvia Little. Just falling out of bounds. Is able to save it, but it goes into the backcourt. And a turnover will give it to Unitego. This is one of those moments where you feel like if Delhi could get a couple of buckets, get off this little cold stretch, get into the locker room and try to regroup, maybe they could make a game of this. But right now, it is all Unitego. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's 24-8. Here is Alexa Lucia across midcourt. Finds Dana Stepp on the left side. Bounce pass to the high post for Morgan Perry. Rips it right back out for Dana Stepp. Back to the interior. Top of the key for Faulkner. Faulkner dribbles right side back for Alexa Lucia. 10 on the shot clock. Unitego still with the ball. Lucia gets down low. Works it back out. Dana Stepp, 5 on the shot clock. They go to Faulkner. She pump fake, steps in for a jumper, and buries it. 20-footer from the right side for Jenna Faulkner. And it all continues to fall here for Unitego. They lead 26-8 in the MAC semifinals. Left side for Anna Post. Pump fakes, puts it off the glass. It's too strong. Rebound here for Megan Perry, and she's looking to run. Perry down the right side of the floor. Back out for Alexa Lucia. Lucia at the top of the key. Now goes to Dana Stepp in front of the Delhi bench on the left side. Coach Bruce trying to get as much as he can out of his team on every defensive possession. Now to Morgan Perry. Takes it down low. Blocked by Sylvia Little. A good block. Rebound goes to Delhi. Tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bulldogs. 1:57 to go in the second quarter, and it's 26-8. With 1:57 to go before the halftime break. Here's Reagan Brockie. She'll work it up the floor here for the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. Lost control of the basketball. It's loose there. Somehow Unitego comes out of the dog pile with it for Alexa Lucia. Stops, pops for three, and got it. Alexa Lucia from downtown buries it. She's got 6 points. Timeout. Unitego leads 29-8 with 1:42 to go before the halftime break. I'm Nate Lowe, and we'll be back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. A interesting night here in the MAC girls semifinals. Unitego girls leading Delhi 29-8. Last score that we got from down the road was that BG had hit 6 three-pointers and was leading Walton 28-7. At the end of the first quarter down there in Bainbridge tonight. Minute 40 to go in the second quarter. It's 29-8. Out of the timeout, Delhi is fouled as Riley Mason tries to bring it back up the floor. Unitego's going to get some fouls like that just because of how aggressive they are in this press. That was on Morgan Perry. And that's her second, team's third. Sylvia Little across midcourt finds Reagan Brocky. Brocky back for Sylvia Little at the top of the key. Here's Brocky with the pump fake. Goes for Riley Mason in the corner. Back out top to the high post for Hannah Baxter. Baxter tries to find Sylvia Little, and it's stolen away. Boy, Unitego is just in every passing lane. Dana stepped down the floor. Steps in. Goes for Faulkner left side. Jenna Faulkner will go back to Dana Step in the corner as we come up on a minute to go before the halftime break. Alexa Lucia right side will find Morgan Perry. Pull-up jumper. Hit the rim twice and goes down. Morgan Perry now with 9 points. And it's 31-8. And now a steal by Alexa Lucia. Little up and under is blocked by Anna Post, and she's looking to run. 45 seconds to go. Post wants to try to go coast to coast, and she's blocked by Megan Perry. Ball is loose on the floor. Somehow Delhi comes away with it after the block. They go to Anna Post. She tosses it up, and she's fouled. Delhi has not scored so far in the second quarter. Post is trying to break this cold streak right now at the line. And this is one of those nights. We've seen Unitego have nights where they've been ice cold. And the shots that the Perrys are taking and the Lucias are taking don't go in. But tonight it's the exact opposite. They are red hot. So here's Anna Post at the line. First shot for Post is good. Gets it to go. She's got 6. Second shot coming here for Anna Post. Sylvia Little to the bench. Chella Schnabel comes back in. For DA with 34 seconds to go for the halftime break. Post settles in for her second shot opportunity. And the senior can't get this one to go. It rattled in and out. Rebound for Jenna Faulkner, but she travels. And we'll turn it back over with 32 seconds to go. Don't forget, we'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll talk about this game and that B.G. Walton game from down the road. Left side, Riley Mason on the inbounds pass. Her shot draws nothing but air out of bounds off the hands of Faulkner, so it still remains with the Bulldogs. Coach Bruce calling a inbounds play as Anna Post will feed one into the left side for Reagan Brocky. Brocky will reverse to the far side. No, stolen away by Dana Stepp. Stepp down the left side of the floor, puts it up and in, and she's fouled. Dana Stepp with the bucket and the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity coming up. Haven't seen Unitego shoot like this all season. I mean, this is just everything they put up is going in, and it's 33-9. And the foul shot here, the three-point play opportunity for Stepp won't go. We'll have a jump ball, though, on the rebound. And the tie-up will keep the arrow with Unitego. 16 seconds to go before the halftime break. Both teams getting some substitutions in. Unitego will keep the basketball underneath the basket with Dana Stepp. She finds Paige McCoy, who puts it up for the right-handed layup. She got clocked. No call. Couldn't get the bucket to go. Chella Schnabel with a rebound. Schnabel in the backcourt goes to the high post. Now feeds it down low for Anna Post. Pull-up jumper is good for Posty. She's got 8 points, and that'll do it. Our halftime score is Unitego 33, Delhi 11. Bulldogs have to do some talking during the halftime break and see what they can come up with, as Unitego might have just played the best first half of the entire season. So at the break, Unitego girls in the MAC semifinals, leading Del High 33-11. We'll be back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And hey, welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell with you tonight on WCDO. It's time now for our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Show. You can save instantly right at the pump with your Morabito Rewards Plus card. See for yourself today, or you can call them for more information at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score here, the Unitego girls leading Del High 33-11. In the girls' MAC basketball semifinals tonight. Our score in the other semifinal at the half, it's all BG. They are all over Walton, 39-15 at the half. So the two semifinals are turning into, I don't want to call them blowouts, but they're wide margins, certainly, at the half, as, again, BG leads Walton 39-15, and here it is Unitego on top of Del High, 33-11. This was a very tight first quarter. Del High came out, they had a great plan, and then only scoring 3 points in the second quarter just won't get it done. And this is some of the best basketball that I have seen Unitego play this year. Their shots are falling, playing great scrappy defense. It's all coming together for the Spartans. Here's our first half scoring summary. 9 points, that's a game high so far for Morgan Perry from Unitego. 8 points for Morgan Newman. 6 from Alexa Lucia, the freshman, on 2 3-pointers. 4 for Haley Lucia, then 2 apiece for Megan Perry, Jenna Faulkner, and Dana Stepp. On the other side for Del High, 8 points for Anna Post, 2 from Sophia Waken, and 1 from Reagan Brocky. So Anna Post got going early. Since then, they just pretty much double, triple teamed her. It's been very difficult to get the ball into the high post, and Anna's just doing everything she can down there, but it's tough when every time you get the ball, you're absolutely swarmed. We'll take a break here on our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Show. Unitego girls leading DA at the break 33-11. We'll be back on CDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. 3 generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report live from Unitego tonight. And our halftime score here is 33-11. Unitego girls are on top of Delhi. Getting some Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Our other score is 39-15. The BG girls are on top of Walton in the other MAC semifinal tonight. So this is a great battle here tonight between these two teams. We'll take another quick break. When we come back, we will definitely break this one down a little bit more. 33-11 is the score here at the half. Again, BG hit 6 3-pointers in the first quarter in that contest down there. So both teams are back out on the floor, warming up here tonight for the second half. We'll see what Coach Bruce went into the locker room and dialed up. He's such a positive guy. You know, you knew that he had a great game plan coming into tonight. They executed it beautifully in the first quarter, and then Unitego just caught fire. And they're so hard to play against with all the guards that they bring to the table, all the pressure on the full court press that they throw at you. Delhi just has to find a way to try to slowly chip away at this one and see what happens. Again, it's our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. And you can save instantly right at the pump with your Marabito Rewards Plus card. See for yourself today. You can call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. 33-11 to score. The Spartans on top of the Bulldogs. We'll be back with the start of the third quarter on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Nate Lowe with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. As we get ready for the start of the third quarter, it's Unitego leading 33-11. Delhi will have the basketball and look to get things going. This is Aileen Nealis as DA is in the road maroon uniforms, the black and the white trim. It will be going right to left. Unitego's in the white uniforms with the green trim. A steal right off the bat. Haley Lucia finds Dana Stepp, who puts it up, and it rolls around the rim. It won't go down. Unitego holds on to the rebound, and they'll work it back out. They go to the high post for Meg Perry. Pull-up jumper, too strong. Rebound for Sophia Wakin, and an outlet pass to Sylvia Little. Little in the backcourt will look to work it across the midcourt timeline. Little picks up her dribble, goes to Aileen Nealis in front of the Delhi bench, back to the top of the key. Here for Sylvia Little. 7:20 to go, third quarter. Right side for Aileen Nealis. Nealis is double-teamed in the corner, tried to throw it back up top, but it was kicked out of bounds by Morgan Perry. First possession of the second half here for Delhi, as Nealis will look to get it in. Nealis finds Reagan Brockie at the top of the key. She lost it, though. Haley Lucia with the steal, saves it in bounds. Morgan Perry is there. Perry puts it off the glass, too strong, and the ball is kicked back out, and Unitego will hold on to it. Good hustle there by the Unitego Spartans to get that steal and then keep it in bounds. Unitego at the top of the key with Haley Lucia. Lucia with the dribble drive finds Morgan Perry. Little give and go. The pass back from Perry to Lucia was too tall, out of bounds, and the possession will go back to Delhi. 6:55 to go, third quarter, in a game that was 8-8 in the first quarter. It's 33-11. Pretty unbelievable when you think about it. Top of the key now for Sylvia Little. Little with the basketball, trying to set up offense. Delhi just can't seem to find a way to run what they normally like to run. Unitego with a 2-3 zone, continually pushing them to the outside. Here is Sylvia Little, down low for Anna Post. Post double team, tosses it up, shot hits off the side of the rim. Is no good and comes down for Unitego. Haley Lucia with a great pass for Dana Stepp, and she finishes. What a look there. Dana Stepp was in the right place at the right time, and what a pass. Looked like Harlem Globetrotters from Haley Lucia to find her to make it 35-11. Back at the top of the key now for Sylvia Little. Little with the basketball. Again, looking for cutters, finds Aileen Nealis on the baseline. Nealis gets her pocket picked here by Lucia. Little crossover dribble in the backcourt, buys herself some real estate, and now will slow it down. Lucia across midcourt to the right side for Dana Stepp. Stepp for options. Now finds Morgan Newman, who wants to take it to the rim. Gets it to... Oh, it won't go. Boy, it rolled up and stayed. Looked like it was going to sit on the back of the rim and then fell down. Either way, she's fouled and will head to the line. First foul of the second half on either team. And here's Morgan Newman stepping in. Boy, the senior stepped up with those first 8 points of the game for Unitigo and really kept them in, really got them going. Newman's first shot is good. Morgan making a play, an early play to maybe be one of our players of the game here tonight. Our three awards afterwards for offense, defense, all-purpose. Of course, for Unitigo games, we also have our Jake's Deli Player of the Game Award, where a player from Unitigo has the option to get a free sub from Jake's. Newman makes the second shot, so now she has 10 points. Maybe she'll be getting a free sub here tonight. We'll see. 5.5 to go, third quarter. It is Unitigo 37, Delhi 11. Sylvia, little top of the key, goes to Aileen Nealis, pumps up a three. It's good for Nealis. Nealis with her first bucket of the contest and makes it 37-14 with 5:20 to go, third quarter. Here's Morgan Perry, now for Haley Lucia. And Unitigo has kind of slowed it down here a little bit. They're looking to work a little clock in the second half, I would say. Morgan Perry passes for Morgan Newman. Off the glass, it won't go. Rebound, Sophia Wakin. Wakin with an outlet pass now for Sylvia Little. Little will walk it up the floor and go to Reagan Brocky, left side. Back up Sylvia Little at the top of the key. Now for Brocky. Interior pass intercepted, taken away by Haley Lucia. Numbers if they hurry. 2-on-1. Lucia says, this time I'll take it myself. Blocked out of there by Sylvia Little. And the track meet continues. It goes to Anna Post, knocked away from behind by Dana Stepp, and out of play. Timeout's going to be taken by Delhi with 4:45 to go in the third. It's 37-14. Delhi trails Unitigo here in the Mac Girls semifinals. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back on WCDO.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
4:43 to go, third quarter. Nate Law with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Always want to thank our web stream sponsor, Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. You can go back and listen to these games anytime. Say you missed the Tri-Valley Championship games we did on Saturday up at Hartwick. Those games are available right now. It's a free download at WCDOsports.com. A steal on the inbounds pass, and here's Dana Stepp with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Back up for Haley Lucia. And that has been a huge key here tonight, just steals for Unitigo and getting points in transition. Meg Perry finds Morgan Newman at the foul line as they try to run the offense. Almost a steal there from Delhi's Anna Post, but Morgan Perry was able to hold on to it. Here's Haley Lucia. Down low for Dana Stepp. Stepp on the right side running. Dr. J, a little floater, won't go. Out of bounds. And back to Delhi with 4:10 to go in the third quarter. Chella Schnabel comes in. Reagan Brocky will stay in. And actually, Chella is going to come in here for Aileen Nealis. So Sylvia Little will get across midcourt. Chest pass now for Reagan Brocky. Brocky into the corner looking for Chella Schnabel. Schnabel back up. Fort Reagan Brocky. Brocky with the bounce pass. No, stolen away by Dana Stepp. Another great steal here by Stepp, and she'll put it in. Dana Stepp now with 6 points, and she has just been fantastic on defense so far. Lots of steals. 3:45 to go in the third. It's 39-14. Here's Anna Post down low, puts it in, and she's fouled. Anna Post with 10 points. She's into double figures. She's clapping. She's high-fiving, doing the best she can to keep the spirits high of the Bulldogs, even though they find themselves in a tough spot, trailing 39-16 here in the MAC semifinals. Of course, Delhi has been to the MAC championship 4 years in a row. They've lost to BG the last 4 years, so this could be an opportunity for Unitigo to get into this championship game and kind of break that streak. Post gets the shot to go. She's got 11 points, and it's 39-17 with 3:15 to go in this third quarter. Here is Haley Lucia, right side of the floor, gets back to the top of the key. Lucia gets a screen, passes it to the low post for Meg Perry. Turnaround shot is off the front of the rim. It skimmed it, and we'll have a whistle. And the foul is going to be on Meg Perry. Here's our team foul situation, 2 for Unitigo. That's the first on Meg Perry, only 1 on D.A. so far in the third quarter. As we come up on 3 minutes to go in this third frame. Left side for Chella Schnabel. Picks up her dribble, bounce pass back for Sylvia Little. Little pass to the interior, trying to feed it to Anna Post. It was intercepted and then thrown away by Meg Perry. I thought Delhi came in, made some good adjustments from the last game, where they really struggled to get the ball to the high post. And they had a great first quarter tonight. Since then, Unitigo has made some adjustments on defense and locked down. And since then, it's been hard to get the ball into Wakin or for Post. And Unitigo is kind of daring the Delhi guards to try to beat them tonight. Here is Sophia Wakin, pull-up jumper off the side of the rim. Rebound for Anna Post. Post has her pocket picked by Meg Perry. We'll leave it for Morgan Perry and into the hands of Dana Stepp. Stepp gets across midcourt. Stepp at the top of the key, wants to set up the offense. 2:50 to go in the third. Here's Haley Lucia, gets off the screen, doesn't pull the trigger, goes left side for Dana. Dana Stepp with a baseline drive, puts it up, left it a little short. Rebound for Morgan Perry. She's tied up with Sophia Wake, and we'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with Unitigo. 2:42 to go in the third. And Dana Stepp will do the inbounds duty on the baseline. Stepp looking for options. Tipped out of bounds there by Anna Post. Great teammates, or great sportsmanship, I should say. I know that they've been different teammates from time to time on some different AAU teams. Anna Post and Meg Perry both helped each other up off the floor there after diving for that one. Right side of the floor for Dana Stepp. No, intercepted by Anna Post. She wants to try to take it all the way. Good hustle by Dana Stepp to get back on defense and poke it free. Knocked it out of bounds. Saved a layup. And Unitigo will settle in on defense, as it was last touched by Dana Stepp. Delhi will look to get it in. They find Anna Post. She pump fakes, pulls up, and she's blocked there by Meg Perry with 2.5 to go in the third, and she'll head to the line. Perry got a little bit too much of the arm there. And so Anna Post will head to the line. She's got 11 points. Timeout taken by Unitigo. 2.5 to go in the third. It is Unitigo 39, Delhi 17. We'll be back on WCDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Unitigo girls lead Delhi 39-17 with 2.5 to go here in the third quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. Thanks for listening tonight on WCDO. Here is Anna Post stepping in. She's got 11 points. That's a team high for the Lady Bulldogs. First shot for Post is up and good. She has 12. So the senior will be going to play in college. She's looking to play soccer and basketball and definitely has some offers to do that, as she's a great dual sport athlete. Plays three sports actually for Delhi, but she'll be playing two in college. Gets this shot to go. She's got 13. Plays softball in the spring as well, but will head off to college to play soccer and basketball. Great student as well. 2:20 to go in the third quarter. 39-19 is the score. Unitigo leading here in the girls' MAC semifinal tonight. Haley Lucia with a pull-up jumper. This one won't go, but Morgan Newman is there. Gets a bucket, and she'll head to the line. What a night here for the lone senior on this Unitigo team. Morgan Newman with 12 points. That's a team high. Again, as we've said a couple times during the broadcast, usually a player that is doing more of the dirty work down low, getting rebounds, hustling, diving on the floor, but tonight has been her night. And her foul shot rims in and out. Anna Post with the rebound gets tied up with Morgan Newman. Jump ball will give it back to D.A. So 2:10 to go in the third. Good hustle there by both girls, and it's 41-19. Unitigo on top of Delhi. In the backcourt, here's Riley Mason. Mason gets to midcourt. Gets her way through a double team. We'll dish one off here for Amelia O'Neill. O'Neill will find Chella Schnabel left side. Finds Anna Post, who puts it up. Can't get that shot to go. Gets her own rebound. Tries it again, and she's blocked. And Post will head to the line. Boy, that one was a good-looking block there from Meg Perry. The officials say she got her on the arm. With a minute 50 to go in the third. And so Post will step in. She's got 13. Just trying to do anything she can here for the Bulldogs. So she'll shoot two. First shot coming from Post. This one rattles in and out. It's been that kind of a night for Delhi. We'll get you another score update from BG. And Walton, looks like we had one just come in. BG leading 49-23 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. So BG is in control of the other girls' MAC semifinal as well. Anna Post can't get the second shot to go either. And the rebound is for Unitigo as they'll work it back up the floor as we come into the closing minutes of the third quarter. Here on their home floor, the Spartans playing very well. Here's Meg Perry, wants to take it to the rim. Can't get the shot to go, but she is fouled and will shoot two. Here's our team foul situation. That's going to be three on Delhi. There's four on Unitigo. That's the third foul on Alana Ruker here for the Delhi Bulldogs. Meg Perry's first shot is too strong, off the back of the rim and no good. So again, a game, in case you're just tuning in, that was 8-8 in the first quarter, has really just ballooned up here for Unitigo, as they have a 41-19 lead. Perry settles in, second shot for Meg, won't go down. Morgan Perry with the rebound, tapped it out, but nobody was home on that left wing side, and it rolls out of bounds and goes back to Delhi. Good hustle, though. I got to say, both teams have really hustled tonight, but especially Unitigo. They just have been everywhere on the floor. Here's Amelia O'Neill in the corner for Delhi. Back out for Mason. Mason on the left side of the floor. Rolls out of bounds. Going to stay with Delhi. They'll say it was last touched by Alexa Lucia. Delhi will look to get it in. They'll go to Riley Mason at midcourt. Mason will have it at the top of the key. Lost control of it there. Taken down by Morgan Perry. Perry across for Jenna Faulkner. And back into the hands of Alexa Lucia, who has 6 points on 2 3-pointers. Again, she had a game the other night where she hit six. She looks very confident shooting the three right now. Lucia on the right side of the floor, looking for options. Gets to the high post. 10 on the shot clock. Unitigo really working it here. They go to the exterior now. A long three-pointer for Dana Stepp won't go. Rebound for Delhi. And Riley Mason will come out of the dog pile with it. Mason across midcourt. Top of the key. Bounce pass for Chella Schnabel. Schnabel at the left low block. Will go for Morgan Robert. Robert lost it. There comes Meg Perry. Sprints down the floor in transition. She's fouled from behind there by Alana Ruker. They'll say it was on the floor with 33 seconds to go in the third. And so Dana Stepp will do the inbounds duty Hannah Baxter will come back in. Rueker will head to the bench. That's four fouls on Rueker and four on Delhi as a team. Dana Stempel look to work it in. Finds a wide open Meg Perry, and she gets it to go. So Meg Perry now with 4 points. I'm going to have to watch that inbounds play a little more closely because whatever it is, whoever sets that screen towards the back, Meg Perry has rolled off it a couple of times and just been wide open. Another steal here by Dana Stepp with 15 seconds to go. Third quarter. Uitego leads 43-19. Stepp will go to the top of the key. Down to 5 seconds left. Finds Morgan Perry. Pump fakes. Gets into the lane and she's fouled with 2 seconds to go on the floor. Delhi has gone to the bench quite a bit here. They don't have any starters out on the floor. So Coach Bruce putting in some of his reserves to get some time. Uitego taking more advantage. As Morgan Perry steps to the line, first shot is up and good for Morgan Perry. She now has 10 points. Second shot coming here for the sophomore, who's now into double figures. Perry's second shot is good. So Morgan Perry now with 11, and it's 45-19. Delhi with a half-court heave, no good. Three quarters in the books. It's Uitego 45, Delhi 19. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Uitego girls are in control with a 45-19 advantage over Delhi. Morgan Newman with 12 points as she leads the Spartans. The end of the third quarter down in Bainbridge, the BG girls leading Walton there 56-26. So if all of this holds true, it would be a BG and Uitego championship final. That game will be in Binghamton on Friday. The girls game will be at 8 o'clock. The boys game will be at 6 o'clock down at the BU Event Center, Binghamton University. So we're underway in the fourth quarter. Here's Dana Stepp with a pull-up jumper on the left side as Uitego goes left to right. Shot won't go. Rebound for Jenna Faulkner. Faulkner will work it back out to Dana Stepp at the top of the key. Now to Meg Perry at the high post. Perry, turnaround shot is good. She's starting to develop that mid-range game. She made that one look easy, and it's 47-19. Reagan Brocky, left side of the floor, will find Sophia Wakin. Her shot won't go down. Rebound for Anna Post. She puts it up, and it's a little short. Both teams wrestling, scrambling for it on the floor. Delhi comes away with it after some good hustle there by Anna Post. Delhi tries to feed it right back to the interior, stolen away by Uitego. So the BG girls have won the last four MAC championships, and if they can hold on tonight against Walton, again they lead 56-26, they will advance back to the championship game to try to repeat for the fifth time. Uitego with the ball. 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Spartans will take it to the rim. Shot won't go down there for Morgan Perry, and she'll head to the line. So it's been four straight, as I said, for BG. Uitego has not been there in a couple of years. Last time that they won the league, as Meg Perry puts this one up and in. So she now has 12. I think the last time they won the division and made it to the championship game was back in 2007, I believe. We'll have to double check that before we get off the air here tonight. Morgan Perry can't get the shot to go. Gets it back once again. Off a rebound there from Jenna Faulkner. A pass it to the interior. Jenna Faulkner lost control of it. Delhi with a steal. Here's Sylvia Little. And this one is knocked out of bounds. Back up the floor. We're going to have a foul, though, before it did get hit out of bounds. Foul's going to be on Morgan Perry with 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Well, there is a championship banner here in the gym. We'll take a look at that as Delhi gets the ball in. And here is Reagan Brockie at the top of the key. Now finds Aileen Nealis. Foot was on the line. A long two was off the mark and no good. And a rebound for Unitigo. They'll look to bring it back up the floor. If that banner is correct on the far side, this is the last time they won the league was 1985, which would have been before the MAC. The MAC was created in the early 2000s. And yes, the last division title that they won was, well, they won a couple of them in 05, 06, and 07. But that would have been during a really good Harpersville run with the Kimmels. And so it could be that Unitigo has never won a MAC championship for the girls. We will have to double check that with the athletic staff here at Unitigo. Spartans with the ball. They go to Morgan Perry. Now to Meg Perry, and the jumper is good. The Perry connection there is good, and it's 50-19 with 5:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Sylvia Little across midcourt, looking to set it up here. Delhi has the starting five back in. So after tonight, if Delhi falls in this contest, they would play Walton in the kind of consolation game of the MAC, and then they would await their seed for the sectional tournament, which will start next week. Back into the corner now for Aileen Nealis. Top of the key for Sylvia Little. Pump fakes, gets into the lane, lost control of it. She's fouled with two on the shot clock. So 5:11 to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo leading at 50-19. Spartans start to go to the bench. Paige McCoy will come in, as well as Mallory Frazier. Again, only one senior on this roster. That's Morgan Newman. The Perry sisters are going to come out. Newman's already out of the game. Haley Lucia's out of the game. And so in right now here for Unitigo, Paige McCoy, Alexa Lucia, Dana Stepp, the lone starter that's still in it, Mallory Frazier, as well as Jenna Faulkner. A steal by Unitigo on the inbounds pass. Here's Alexa Lucia down the floor, left side. Lucia has it, wants to slow it down, 5 minutes to go. A steal, though, by Reagan Brockie. Took it away from Lucia, and will look to bring it down the right side with Sylvia Little. Little with the basketball will go to Aileen Nealis. Back to Little. Delhi trying to set it up on offense. Very similar story to the first time they were here where they struggled to put up points. Here's Anna Post in the post. Can't get it to go. That shot was in the middle of the paint and wouldn't go down. Rebound for Alexa Lucia. And back up the floor for Unitigo across the Spartans. Logo at midcourt. Unitigo is going to take a timeout. 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Unitigo leading Delhi 50-19. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Pull-up jumper there for Alexa Lucia for two. Now she has 8 points. With 4:15 to go in the fourth quarter, a steal here by Lucia. She'll look to bring it back up the floor. Lucia on the left side will go back out for Dana Stepp. Stepp with a bounce pass goes to Faulkner. Faulkner right side, guarded by Anna Post. You got to give Delhi some credit. They won't quit, even though they trail with 3:55 to go. Pass down low for Paige McCoy. Back out for Faulkner. Faulkner gets tied up with Anna Post, and we're going to have a foul, I believe, on Faulkner for a charge. And the fans not pleased with that one, so the charge is on Faulkner, her first, and the team's third. 3:50 to go, fourth quarter, and back up the floor here for Riley Mason. Mason on the right side has her pocket picked by, guess who, Dana Stepp, who's making a play for our defensive player of the game. She's been spectacular with steals. Here's Faulkner right side. Faulkner has it, goes down low for Frazier. Mallory Frazier, a turnaround shot, it won't go. Rebound for Anna Post. both sprinting ahead down the right side. Stops, gets in the paint, tries to bank it off, no good. Sophia Wakin puts it up. She's blocked by Faulkner. Bodies wrestling and scrambling for it, and Dana Stepp will come away with 3:13 to go in the fourth quarter. Unitigo just working some clock. They got some time. Here's Faulkner, wants to take it to the rim. It'll be an up and down. And so the ball is going to go back to Delhi. Starters starting to come out of the game and a post. Sophia Wakin will head to the bench. 3:08 to go, fourth quarter. It's 52-19. As DA will work it up the floor here for the final 3 minutes. So it looks like the MAC championship this year could be Unitigo against BG, a matchup that everyone has been hoping for, I think. A lot of the casual fans have said to me, boy, you know, that regular season game was great. BG won 45-43. It was a close one. Wouldn't that be a great MAC championship? And I tend to agree. That will certainly be a good matchup. I think any of the teams that were in the semis, certainly on the right night, can play with one another. Tonight, it has just been Unitigo's night. First shot is up and good for Alexa Lucia. She has 9 points. Second shot coming here for Lucia is good. So she has 10. And it's 54-19. Coming up on 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter. A steal now by Morgan Newman. Ahead for Alexa Lucia. Dishes one off for Paige McCoy. That one won't go. Rebound here for Delhi's Morgan Robert. And with 2:40 to go, we'll have a jump ball. So possession arrow is going to give it back to Delhi. Make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands, as well as Marabito Gresham Insurance. We'll also have our Jake's Deli Player of the Game Award, where one player from Unitigo will receive a free sub, courtesy of Jake's Deli. Delhi with the basketball. A bounce pass from Chela Schnabel goes through the legs there of Riley Mason, but last touched as it deflected off of the leg of Morgan Newman. 2:25 to go. And the Bulldogs will look to get it in. Go back out for O'Neal. A long three left side. Too strong. Rebound for Frazier. And Frazier will get an outlet pass ahead for Alexa Lucia. Lucia with a good move on the right side. Wants to take it to the rim, and she's fouled by Chela Schnabel with 2:09 to go. And so this will be a foul on Schnabel, the team's second, team's third, and first on Schnabel. Unitigo will look to work it in. They try to go to Morgan Newman, but it was intercepted by O'Neal. O'Neal ahead for Riley Mason, who scoots through everybody and tosses it up and in. So Riley Mason gets her first basket of the night, and it's 54-21. One of the best efforts of the season I've seen from Unitigo. They've had some big wins, but this is a big one to get them to the MAC championship. Lucia step back for a long two. Won't go. Riley Mason with a rebound off the front of the rim. Ahead now, off the glass, and she's fouled. The right-handed layup won't go for Riley Mason. Again, a minute 38 to go in the fourth quarter. First foul here on Unitigo's Valerie Frazier, fourth on the team. So Riley Mason will step in. She was our all-purpose player of the game in their Tuesday night win against Walton last week over at DA. Mason's first shot is good. She has 3 points. Second shot coming here for Mason, the junior for DA. Second shot, hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. Morgan Newman with a rebound. And quickly back up the floor here for Morgan Newman into the hands of Alexa Lucia. Lucia will set it up. Newman's the only starter still in the game. Now a steal by Riley Mason for Delhi. Mason wants to take it down. It won't go. Rebound for Schnabel. Second chance opportunity won't go. Another rebound here for Delhi. They'll work it across. Mason for three, left it short. And a rebound here, but a travel by Morgan Roberts, so the basket is waved off with 1:10 to go. So it looks like our MAC championship will be BG against Unitigo. BG the 1 seed, Unitigo the 2 seed. That game is going to be Friday night down at the BU Event Center at Binghamton University at 8 o'clock. The boys, that matchup is still undecided. That game will be at 6 o'clock on Friday. The boys' games, semifinals, are set for tomorrow if they get snowed out. We're told by the league that they would most likely be on Wednesday. So So we'll keep you updated on that. Unitigo with the ball with 45 seconds left. The Spartans can smell it now. A trip to the championship game is within their grasp. Here's Alexa Lucia with an NBA range three. Tried to bank it, and too much mustard on that one. Rebound is loose on the floor. Scooped up by guess who? Morgan Newman puts it in. It's been her night, and she's got 14. It's 56-22. 36 seconds to go in the fourth. Right side of the floor now for Riley Mason. She's tied up. Jump ball is going to give it to Unitigo with 20 seconds left. Great first quarter again. It was 8-8 deep into the first quarter, and then Unitigo turned down the jets. They'll work off the time here on the last 15 seconds of this ball game. Huge win tonight for Unitigo. They came to play. And it looks like they're going to walk away with a 56-22 victory over the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. Kudos to Delhi for coming in with a good game plan. It just didn't work out. And Unitigo, the girls, are going to the MAC championship. 56-22 the final. We'll be back with a post-game show on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back one last time to Unitigo, the girls' MAC basketball semifinal tonight. The Unitigo girls, the 2 seed, defeat 3 seed Delhi 56-22. So the Spartans win tonight over the Bulldogs 56-22. The BG girls win the other semifinal over Walton 69-34. So it'll be BG, the 1 seed, against 2 seed Unitigo in the MAC championship game on Friday. Here's our scoring summary. First four, visiting Delhi, a game high, or I should say a team high, 13 points from Anna Post. And then 3 for Riley Mason, 3 for Aileen Nealis, 2 for Sophia Wake, and 1 from Reagan Brocky here tonight. On the other side for Unitigo, great balanced scoring. 14 points from Morgan Newman, 12 from Morgan Perry, 10 from Alexa Lucia, 8 from Megan Perry, 6 from Dana Stepp, 4 for Haley Lucia, 2 from Jenna Faulkner tonight. So again, some good balanced scoring for Unitigo in the win tonight. First up, let's do our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT has been serving the Tri-County area for over 150 years, and NBT Bank is proud to support local sports on WCDO. We'll give that to Morgan Newman tonight. 14 points for Unitigo. Thought she was great, especially in the first quarter. Helped them get off to a good start when nobody else had kind of found their groove yet. So Morgan Newman is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance. They're a local hometown agency you can trust, and they're proud to support local high school basketball on WCDO. We'll give that tonight to Dana Stepp from Unitigo. I thought she was fantastic with those steals, did a little bit of everything. So Dana Stepp is our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner. Lastly, is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO in Sydney, a proud local employer and happy to support local athletics on WCDO. We'll give that to Anna Post tonight from Delhi. 13 points for Anna. Rebounds, hustles, steals, diving on the floor. Anna truly embodied the all-purpose player award tonight, so she'll get that. And lastly, we do this for all Unitego games, our Jake's Deli Player of the Game Award. Jake's is on Main Street in Otego. They have all the chips, snacks, and drinks you could need, plus their famous subs. If you haven't had a subs from Jake's, have a sub from Jake's, you can go down and get that anytime. They're absolutely delicious. They have their sub platters for big occasions, so make sure you do that. Our winner tonight gets a free sub, courtesy of Jake's. We will give that tonight to Morgan Perry. 12 points. She was great, really heated up there in the second half. So Morgan Perry of Unitego is our Jake's Deli Player of the Game. A big thank you to Jim Tamayo back in our WCDO studios. He's our in-game producer. Don't know when we'll be back on the air because we're waiting to see what happens tomorrow night with the bad weather to see if we'll do a MAC semifinal or not for the boys. If they get pushed to Wednesday, keep an eye on WCDOsports.com or stay tuned in and we'll let you know which game we decide to do and when that's going to be. We will definitely be on the air on Friday unless bad weather moves that around, as the boys will play at 6, the girls will play at 8 for the MAC championship down at Binghamton University. All right, our final score again here tonight. The Unitego girls in the MAC semifinals defeat Delhi 56-22. The BG girls in the other semifinal defeat Walton 69-34. I'm Nate Lowell. Have a great night. We'll see you sometime later this week on WCDO Sports.
News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. Continuous favorites at FM 101, AM 1490, WCDO.